Chapter 1. This is the most complicated game I've ever played, Randolph said with a frown, as he stared at a board covered in tiny plastic counters and figures that was laid out on the floor of Will's bedroom. It's not that hard, Will said as he moved the figure of a knight across the board. You just have to follow the rules.
It would take me several days to read all of this, Randolph said,
placing a paw on the inch-thick rulebook that lay in his lap. The cover featured a dramatic illustration of a roaring dragon on top of its hoard of gold, with a knight charging towards the beast with his sword and shield raised. Across the top of the book was a flashy logo that read, Dragonfire.
Snakes and ladders was much easier, Randolph said with a sigh, and it only had one dice.
Why do you need so many dice for this game? Upside Down Bird asked as she landed on the bed next to Randolph. And why are they all such odd shapes?
Because this game replaces fun with maths, Randolph grumbled.
Trust me, this is a much more interesting game, Will said. I know it's a bit complicated at first, but it's really good fun once. Suddenly, the walls of the room lit up with a soft green light as Upside Down Bird's wings began to glow, and Will felt the hairs on his arms begin to prickle as strange magical energy filled the air around them.
Oh no, Randolph said, clutching the rulebook to his chest. Not again! Try and control it, Will said,
as Upside Down Bird glowed brighter and brighter, emerald sparks flashing across her feathers. When Upside Down Bird's magical powers flared out of control like this, it usually ended up in them being transported to some bizarre new world filled with unknown dangers. Their adventures with Upside Down Bird had certainly been exciting, but it was still slightly worrying that she didn't seem to have any control over when these strange magic powers would activate or where they would all end up when they did.
I wish I could control it, Upside Down Bird wailed as she flew up into the air,
flying in frantic circles above Will and Randolph's heads.
Quickly, open the window so I can fly outside before...
Will leapt to his feet and dashed across the room towards the window, with Upside Down Bird right behind him. He was just reaching for the latch when there was a soft popping sound, and Upside Down Bird, Will and Randolph vanished in a bright green...